stripe I can see. The way you're working in me since I've been saved. Old passed away, new is my name.
God bless you. We are back. Praise the Lord. To the glory of God. Amen. We're back to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
We're here to the glory of God.
Amen.
Everything we do is to the glory of God. Amen. Amen. We have an opportunity one more time to come and to share on God's goodness. And so we praise God for it. And we're praying now and believing, amen, that God will allow us to come more frequently.
Amen.
Amen. Pray that for us too,
yes,
amen, that we can come more frequently, because God is good, and the more people tell of the goodness of God, I believe the more other people are encouraged, inspired in their faith and in their walk with God, and so it can make a difference in someone's life, and so let's go forward today believing on that, amen. Amen. Today, though, to the glory of God, as we speak about God's goodness, we are in John chapter 17. We're going to look at verse number 10, first in the King James Version. And there it says this, "And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them." Amen. Those are the words of Jesus. Amen. Praise for the disciples, and that includes all of us, amen, who are saved. And he says here that he is glorified in us.
Yes.
Amen. New Living Translation says that they, meaning us, are to bring him glory.
Yes.
And so it's something that we were talking about before we started recording, and that is that, you know, when we see Moses ask God, "Show me your glory," the Lord gave Moses a glimpse of his presence and a glimpse of his goodness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A characteristic of him. And so when we think about the glory of God, then, you know, in many ways, it's his presence and his character. His goodness, his faithfulness, his love, his compassion, all the wonderful things about God.
Yes.
But here, if we're supposed to bring Jesus glory, then I believe that we need to demonstrate, as his disciples, his presence and his character.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, when we come into a situation, people should sense the presence of God.
Yes.
And even if they don't know it's God, they should know something's different.
Yes, yes.
Right? But the presence of God is there. Why? Because we're there.
Yeah.
And we're to bring God glory. So part of his glory is his presence.
Yeah.
Then another part of his glory is his character.
Yeah.
And so we should come not just and be present, but we should also demonstrate the character of God.
Yes.
Yeah. So the love, the peace, the joy, all those things that we, you know, come to associate with God. That's, and Jesus says, that's what you, bring me glory.
Yes.
Amen. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be, right? All of his, and that includes us, as his disciples, modern day disciples. We ought to bring him glory. And so we should do that. And then we have an opportunity to do that by walking in such a way that people sense the presence and the character of God in us.
Yes.
And they glorify God as a result.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
They give him the praise. They give him the honor. He gets lifted up. Not because of something he did right then and there.
Right.
But of what his disciples, his children, you and I, do as we interact with other people.
Yes.
That they have to say,
yeah, amen.
That it reflects well on God.
Yes, amen. You know, you talk, and I was just thinking about where the Bible says the kingdom of God is at hand. It's like, but we are the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within you, right? and as you know, when we can reveal God's glory by His presence, by having His presence within us, and by the way that we live, through showing forth His character. And so when we walk around knowing that wherever we enter, the kingdom of God is with us, you know, we need to make sure we represent that kingdom well, and then we can give God glory, bring Him glory as we, you know, come into a situation and we reveal God's character in that situation, where if there's chaos and all other kind of things going on, you come into the situation, you see that, you know, you give God glory by taking that situation and turning it around, where you can, you know, you just start praying immediately, you know, and then that situation will turn around, God's glory is revealed in it, you know, or, you know, anything, like, anytime you walk in peace or love, because those are the fruit of the Spirit, and that's God's character, you know, so you're revealing God's character, and as you operate in that spirit, you're bringing Him glory in, you know, whatever situation that needs it, or, you know what I mean?
It's okay. You can cut it off now. No, we don't have to start over. People understand sometimes.
It's not Jesus calling.
Folks leave their phone on in church.
Lord Jesus, no.
No. It happened. Praise the Lord.
Well,
no.
Praise the Lord, because
it happened on the camera.
Okay.
So
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Camera don't lie.
No, it does not. But even that, because we were talking about honesty, and someone revealed, you know, some things that happened.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, as Christians, we try to hide behind things that happen. Like even your phone ringing in church is an honest mistake. I didn't mean for it to start ringing. It never
but
goes
you did
calling
want to start
you.
Over.
But
act like it didn't happen.
Yeah, but. That's only because I wanted it clean, but that's all right. It's all right. God is the author and the finisher of our faith, and He speaks even right now in our situation. So I could, when you saw this before, I could choose to be embarrassed by the phone ringing, but God is glorified when I'm not. And I say, okay, I'm human. I've admitted my mistakes, whatever. I failed to turn off my phone. But, you know what, it won't happen again, praise the Lord, because God's going to get the glory out of this. Amen. So even in those little things, because you're talking about characteristics, you know, of God, and one of them, for sure, is honesty, you know, purity of heart.
And He also looks for us to be humble enough as well. I mean, you know, in all situations, you know, so whether it's, you know, all kinds of things, you know. But the bottom line is, like you said, I mean, it's that, you know, we have an opportunity in our daily interactions. Like, we don't have to go far away.
Yes.
You know, to minister. We don't have to go far away to bring God glory.
Yeah.
We can do it right where we are. In fact, you know, we have multiple opportunities in every single day in all of our interactions to do that.
Yes.
And, you know, so, you know, we don't have to wait for something big or something like that. All we have to do is just really interact with people.
Oh, yeah.
And like you said, you may walk into a situation that is a little chaotic or emotions are running high. Well, are we the type to come and throw gasoline on a fire? Or do we help bring the situation, you know, to a better level where, you know, things can be resolved? And, you know, we're not going to necessarily have a 100% track record, so no one can say, I always do such and such. Well, but the thing is, we want to do more often those things that are glorifying to God, and have the situations less and less where we, you know, have to say, "Oops, my bad." But if we have in our mind that, well, Jesus said this; He was serious about it.
Yeah.
He said, "You know, all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them." Right. Well, he paid a price for us.
Yes.
And so, you know, and He then says, and it's supposed to bring me glory.
Yes.
And so I think we want to, you know, become, you know, as part of our transformation, as part of our changing as people and being conformed to the image of the Son, that we want to demonstrate the characteristics of God and be evidence of the presence of God wherever we are.
Oh, yes.
Amen. It doesn't have to be in church. It doesn't have to be on the mission field. It's in your car, it's in the supermarket, it's at the office, it's at school. It's everywhere you are.
Yes.
We have an opportunity to do it, and we want to, I think, just be more mindful.
Yes.
And that be a goal, mm-hmm. a purpose, right? I want to bring God glory.
Yes.
Amen. Now, I don't know if that's something that naturally comes to us.
Yes, that's true. Well, no, it won't naturally come
to
us.
No, it couldn't, because it's not in our human nature.
Right, but our spiritual nature,
right.
the word says, it says, be conformed, you know, be mm-hmm. not being transformed by the renewing of your mind. So it does take a renewal
yes,
of your
it does.
Mind to purpose to live, to give God glory,
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. but it can be done by the Spirit of God.
No
we
question.
Are His children.
Yeah.
And as many as, you know, we are led by the Spirit of God, with the
right.
sense of God, we're led by the Spirit of God, so we can certainly, like Jesus said, purpose to bring Him glory. We're made to give Him glory. So in everything we do, how we live, how we, you know, interact with people, like you said, it's not just in the church, it's everywhere. It can bring God glory, because they see the characteristic, they'll see the characteristic of God. You know, they'll see, oh, that's love. You know, they'll see it in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll hear it in your mouth, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you think about all the things we have a chance to show.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
Faith.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
gentleness.
Yes,
no,
we have all that. Yeah. Well, we have the purpose to do it. And the reason why I say it doesn't come naturally to us is, and it couldn't, it doesn't spring from the human nature, but I believe even in our, you know, even in our reborn spirit, we still have the purpose to do it, because we have to cooperate with the Spirit
with
of
the
God
Spirit. Yeah.
That's working on the inside of us. The Spirit's always going to be, you know what I mean, the Spirit's always leading us to the will of God
right.
and to do the things of God.
Yeah, but we have to say
but yes. we still have to cooperate.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and so I think that's sort of where it comes in, where we have to make a decision that, no, this is what I'm going to, you know, it's something I want to do, and not in this sort of, the big sense, but in the smaller everyday sense, because those things make, we have more of those.
Right.
We have more small opportunities than we have big ones.
Right.
You know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And those small ones could really matter to someone's life.
Right, that's what you say. You say it all the time. That life is lived in the mundane, you know. Like,
yeah.
That's how you, so it's those times, you know, that we need to practice, you know, giving God glory.
Because yeah.
we have situations moment by moment. You
yeah.
can, but like you said, you have to purpose to
yeah.
to give God glory. You got a purpose, you know, if something's bothering you. Purpose to push past it, so you can say, okay, God, you got to be glorified in this, you know, and people make you angry, you got a purpose
yeah.
to, you know, not get angry back, you know, you got a purpose to
yeah.
forgive, but when you practice all those things, you got a purpose to have joy,
yeah,
you know,
that's right.
even when
that's
you,
right.
this, you know, all kinds of things troubling you, you got a purpose to have joy, but when you do, when we're successful at doing it,
yes.
God is glorified.
Yeah, because it's a beautiful thing.
Glory.
It's
yes,
a beautiful thing.
Yes, yes.
And the bottom line is, I believe, is that, you know, it's something that we're called
yeah.
to do, and we, you know, just want to be able to do it more often.
Yes. Amen.
But we need God's help doing
no,
this. I mean, this
yeah.
is, you know, anything that God wants us to do, He empowers us and you know, He equips us to do it.
Amen.
But we still need His help in the doing of it.
Yes.
You know, we still, but the bottom line, we got the Holy Ghost living on the inside of us, so it's not, we have it.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to make sure we tap into the power
Amen.
That dwells on the inside of us and not try to do it alone.
Because
man can't do a God thing.
That's right.
You know, we need God's power to do a God thing.
Yeah.
But praise God, we have it.
Yes.
And we do have this ability. So, because sometimes it really sounds like it's out there, you know, I can't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've failed so many times. I've gotten in too many traffic jams and blew my cool at the driver in front of me. I think some people realize that's just what I do when I drive now. I'm sorry. That's what. If it's traffic, I just. I'm going to lean on my horn. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be in a bad mood.
Yeah, but
I'm going to be saying, like, get out the way. No, but I'm just saying. People are saying, get real, right? Because they've been doing this for 30 years.
Right.
But if you think about it from a human standpoint, you may say, what's the use? But if you think about it and realize, the only way I'm going to do this is by the power of God, then the 30 years don't matter. Because God doesn't halt at your 30-year failure.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't go, 30 years? Well, I can't do nothing with that. He doesn't worry about the fact that you've been at it for 30 years
right.
or whatever. He can change. He can take that around. So that's the only point, is that we have to rely on God's power to do it. Because sometimes we can get discouraged by our poor track record.
Yeah. Andrew was talking about this, I must say. He's talking about the power, you know, the power on earth and the power in the word. And, you know, though, you know, we've been doing something a long time and this has been our habit and this is just how I am, you know, the power of the word has come and it's a living word. And, you know, God is speaking to us right now that how we live, what we do mm-hmm. can bring him glory.
Yeah.
So maybe the next time I'm sitting in my car and it's the traffic jam, I might get an attitude for a second, but then I'll think, oh, the word come to life at me. And maybe I won't. I said, no, God, you're going to get the, you're gonna get the glory out of it. Because I'm not going to get an attitude. I'm not going to roll my window down and look at somebody. But
only because you don't have to roll your window down. You just hit the button.
No, I'm not going to hit the button.
It goes out automatically.
But the word is alive, right? So we've heard the word, and now we can be held accountable to it.
Yes, we can.
So God will bring it to our remembrance. It's not by our power, by his power. We're closing. You're making jokes.
I thought that was funny.
Okay. It was.
I know what you meant.
Praise God. And it's
the truth.
Yeah.
And we just have to, you know, but we want to be able to do it. Because this is what... Here's the thing. We want to be able to do it because this is what Jesus expects from us.
Exactly.
Right? So this is not something that's optional, really. The words in red are commandments.
Amen.
They're not suggestions. Amen. So when we see a direction, it's not a suggested direction.
No.
And it's something that we want to aspire to, and to do this. Because God's worthy. Jesus is worthy.
Yes.
That wherever we are, that we demonstrate his presence and his character.
Amen.
Amen. And we just want to be able to do that more and more. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We pray you want to be able to do that more and more as well. To bring Jesus glory by demonstrating, just demonstrating his character and his presence everywhere that you are.
Amen.
And as more and more people see the glory of God, then we will see some hearts change.
Yes.
We'll see some lives change. We'll see some people come out of darkness and into the light of God's love. And that's a good thing.
Amen.
So we praise God for you. Amen.
Yes.
And we're praying for you. Continue to pray for us. Hold us up in prayer.
Amen.
And we thank God for the prayers of the saints and for the prayers of the righteous, which availeth much. But until next time, you be encouraged in your walk with God and be purposeful, amen, that you want to bring God glory in things great and small, and watch what God will do in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So until next time, remember that Jesus is Lord, and he loves you, and his love
never fails.
Amen.
more.